This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, bringing you this week's updates from the South East Radio Group. As we try to round up members to assist with the running of the Teagle ARB Pines Enduro on the weekend of the 20th to the 22nd of September, we have just been asked to provide communications for another SEAC car rally. This will be a night rally on Saturday the 14th of September, and so we will be pretty well flat out for the whole month of September. Let's hope the weather starts to improve a bit, as it has been pretty cold here at night over the last couple of months, and although we badly need some rain, it would be good if it could hold off for both of these events. We spent probably one of our most miserable days ever at a Pines Enduro event a couple of years ago, with rain and a bitterly cold strong wind all day and no shelter available to escape from it. We video camera operators were out in the open and fully exposed to the elements except for our personal rain gear. No hiding in cars with the heater on for us hardy souls. I think that's spelt I-D-I-O-T-S, hi hi. At the AGM, we formalised our 2019-2020 budget, and we have a large sum allocated for capital works in the next 12 months, not the least of which is the purchase and fit-out of a new club trailer. We hope to make the trip to Melbourne very shortly to have a look at what is available in the way of tandem enclosed trailers which will be suitable for our purpose. We also have a major upgrade planned for the software for scoring our fox hunts, and if we are successful in purchasing this, it will put us into the state-of-the-art category. We believe that we run the best and most challenging fox hunts in VK at the present time, and this is borne out by comments on the fox hunting websites around the eastern states. We wish to continue this happy situation and therefore need to keep up to speed with the latest developments in technology. Andrew VK5KET is doing us proud in this respect. That's all I have for you this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Good morning. Here is this week's news from NERC. Last Friday was the club's fifth Friday social gathering for a meal and fine conversations. This reporter couldn't make it, but he was told on good authority that it was well attended and enjoyed by all. Many thanks to Les VK5KOD, aka Sir Lunchalot, for arranging the venue. Les is off chasing the pharaohs at some presentation on Egyptology. The September regular meeting will be held on Friday the 13th. Unlucky for some, but luckily I'm assured for all those who attend, as it will be a presentation on the history of amateur radio in SA by Mike McGuire, VK5ZC. There might be some famous names pop up, who knows? Graham Tilbrook, Bob Stone, Graham Stallard, Tom Laidler. Now there's a few names from the past. Maybe memories of the Mayor of Marion and his opponent. Those were the good old days. Well, that's about enough for me for this week, so until next time, this has been Brian, VK5VI, for the North East Radio Club.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Alan Raftree, VK5AR, will be on Eyre Peninsula operating in the phone section of the Oceana DX contest on October the 5th and 6th. The next lunches at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday, September the 13th, and then on September the 27th. The lunches start at 12 noon, and there's no need to book, just turn up. We will have a coffee and chat session at the Shack on Saturday the 14th of September, and a technical session on the 28th of September. Shack sessions start at 9:30 a.m. at this time of the year. It's far too cold to get out of bed too early. At September the 19th general meeting, Neil Abraham, VK5KA, will give us an interesting session on designing, building and using RF transformers. In case you're wondering what these are, he will be talking about balance, ununs and common mode chokes. General meetings start at 7:30 and the presentations are run first before a light supper and then the business part of the meeting last. Do we have any volunteers to run a JOTA event on the weekend of October the 19th and 20th? Email me expressing your interest now, please. I've approached the Girl Guide ladies who run the facilities at the site where our shack is situated to see if they can rustle up any interest from local Girl Guides and Scout troops in our area. This year's AHAS buy and sell will be on Sunday the 3rd of November, and this year it's being held at the Marion RSL. Bookings for tables can be made with Roy Gabriel, and his email is vk5nrg@wia.org.au. Or Trevor Wrigley, VK5TW, and his email is vk5tw@wia.org.au. We're planning to have a car boot sale in the car park on the RSL club grounds. To sell the car boot sale, you will still have to have your seller's wristband, and to buy from these sellers, you will have to have a buyer's wristband. You'll have to sign in and pay your fees. Sellers can enter the RSL hall from 7 a.m. to set up, and the door will open for buyers at 9:30. The RSL will be catering for the event with a sausage sizzle from about 8 a.m. and coffee and tea from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. or thereabouts, and coffee and cake from 10 a.m. They will set up the catering out the front of the complex, so you do not have to enter the halls to buy your food, and there are sufficient tables and chairs in that area so you can eat undercover. Or, of course, you can eat inside where it's even more comfortable. The AHAS Christmas lunch will be at the Blair Hotel again this year, and it will be on the 24th of November. You can book now with Pat Storr. Then the email is patstorr@adam.com.au. We will need payment before the day, and we will issue tickets. The meal will be two courses with tea and coffee included. There'll be a choice of four main courses and two desserts. Please advise Pat of any special dietary requirements when booking. Numbers are limited to 60. When the hotel has finalised the menu, Pat will start selling tickets. The cost will be $35 per person. AHAS is not subsidising the meal this year, as we are paying a room hire, something we've never had to do in the past. January 2020 AHAS annual picnic will be at the Marion RSL, and like last year's very successful event, it will be catered for by the RSL, and the price will be quite reasonable. It will be on the 19th of January. Starting time is 10 a.m. onwards. More information on this event when we have finalised the plans with the RSL. If you wish to contact me, send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au, or you can send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.